Joined once again by Mountain View Colts head coach Gord Olson. And Gord, we are back at it once again. It has been what a great start to the season for you guys. Did suffer your first loss, but a big bounce back victory now, 11-1. What can you say about the way your team has come to play here over the first few weeks of the season?
Been a really nice showing by the boys, Jeff. It's the start any coach, you know, pretty much dreams of, but still lots of hockey left to go. But no, it's been a real good start for the fellas.
Now, as we said, you did suffer your first loss of the season there to the Airdrie Thunder. What were some of the things you hope the guys took away from that defeat moving forward?
It wasn't so bad that we lost. We outshot them. We just couldn't score. They came to play. I don't think we were, went 10 games we'd won and maybe a little bit lax, but Airdrie definitely came to play and we're all business, and I got to give them full marks for the win. But I think my boys realize now, doesn't matter how many you win, you still got to show up every night.
And the offense continues to play a huge role for you guys so far. 73 goals, 4 as a team, far and away among the top in the Heritage Junior Hockey League. Now for you, what does it mean to see your offense be as effective as they have been, having 7 guys averaging at least a point a game?
Well, that's huge. That's probably why a person's 11-1 or your team's 11-1 when you got that many guys, you know, scoring. We have 3 pretty decent lines that can score. If you have one of those lines going on any given night, gives you a chance to win the hockey game. And if you have 2 going, you pretty much guaranteed to win the hockey game.
Now, next up on Wednesday, we'll be taking on the Three Hills Thrashers. We've played them once already this season. What did you see there that you can expect again here tonight?
By the way things are going, Ian's got them guys going. So, I mean, we always have a game with them. Ian, you know, he coaches them well. So they're on a little bit of a win thing here, too. So we're going to have, you know, our A game and be ready for the Thrashers.
And over these next couple of weeks here, as we get set to wrap up the month of October into the month of November, what are some of the things you hope to see from your team moving forward?
Just keep winning the scoring, the offense. Once, you know, if the well ever goes dry, then it becomes tough. Just a little bit better in our defensive zone. We've got to improve a little bit on that, Jeff.
Gord, always a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. See you on Wednesday.